use of marijuana, I began to review the medical and scientific literature to help clarify the nature of this harmfulness. Much to my surprise, I discovered that it was a substance remarkably free of toxicity. In fact, it is far safer than any pharmaceutical or recreational drug. There is no record of a single overdose death from its recreational or medicinal use. Marijuana is one of the most studied substances. I believe that it is high time that this country reconsider its stance on cannabis.
Them legalize marijuana.
WMFO in Medford.
Jersey patty, lettuce, tomato.
You really think that just because you have an idea, it belongs to you? You ain't never in your life heard a disc jockey come through here like me.
Mixes different quotes of people and a wide variety of songs, very, very freeform, which is the point of WMFO.
Push it right to the edge.
I seem to have fallen out of time.
I know you like two things I like. Chicken and chicks.
Let's face it, life looks a little different. During these times, we're doing our best to keep our minds and bodies strong. And getting a flu shot helps us stay healthy.
So we don't miss out on what matters.
Like having game night at home.
Yeah, can't do that while sick with the flu. Now imagine family movie night that your daughter can't live without. Well, that's ruined. And don't forget your uncle's socially distanced cookout. See? That's why it's important to be at our strongest.
Every year, millions of people in the U.S. get the flu. Especially now. No one has time to miss out on moments that matter. So get your flu shot.
Find out more at GetMyFluShot.org.
Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
Free socks.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
I have got to tell you the most important thing you've ever heard.
You had the power to be all good, all wise, and all powerful. Why would you make the world you had now?
I don't know. I was really drunk at the time.
I was not drunk. I was on pills.
My show, I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I want you to play like I do.
Of course, I don't listen to other radio stations. I only listen to WMFO 91.5 FM. Why would I listen to anything else? That would be silly.
Where is it? I've never heard any music like this in my life before. And if I ever have, I don't know where I heard it.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
Funnily, it's layers. Built up on top of one another. Like a sandwich.
Different sounds on top of each other.
Computers can do that?
Your present.
presentation.
Right about now, you're about to be possessed.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
It's time.
This DJ kicks ass.
Yeah, he kicks it. He kicks it.
Me kicking.
Kicking the old school and dropping the fat beat.
Now, here comes the music.
The wind blows, that's all I need.
I know what you pinko, heavy metal weirdos do to motel rooms. Read all about it in the Star.
Good evening, and welcome to the Tears of the Gods Sound Collage here on WMFO in Medford. Yeah, that's right. It's no ordinary radio program. It's a sound collage with audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches, real-world historical events. Who knows where? Mixed in between and on top of the music. And yes, it's only here since 2004 on WMFO. Tufts, Freeform, Non-Commercial, Community, and even sometimes Experimental Radio, as we're going to be showing you this evening. One of my absolute favorite albums ever is Wendy Carlos's epic Sonic Seasonings, which was originally released in 1972, with each side of the two vinyl long-playing discs containing a 20-something minute ambient piece about each of the four seasons. And sometime after I started doing a show here on WMFO, I decided to broadcast one of those Wendy Carlos sound collages each season, along with eventually its corresponding seasonal predecessor, one of the violin concertos from the Baroque Italian composer Antonio Vivaldi's The Four Seasons. Yeah, he came up with the idea before her. Well, the time for that this autumn is now. And I came up with a kind of crazy way to explore that in this episode, given that if you're a longtime listener, you've heard the Wendy Carlos piece for many times. And one of the things that I've been exploring in my own, you know, musical sonic mad scientist behavior has been audio pitch shifting, both taking music and moving, shifting the whole thing down to like an octave or a fifth below or an octave above or two octaves, and then also bending it, so not just changing the pitch in one whack, but doing it constantly throughout the original piece. And to get a little technical, one of my favorite ways of doing that is in my Sony SoundForge editor to use a custom envelope that starts everything off at the normal pitch, and then it takes a little over half the time of whatever the total track length is to drop in pitch a full octave, and then it goes up about twice as fast as it came down, eventually reaching 9 semitones higher than the original. And I know that sounds really technical, but I'm going to play for you right now what that is on an original one-minute public service message from the Ohio Outdoor Notebook. And you'll hear that. And with voices, it gets pretty crazy, as you heard in the intro set. But yeah, let's go and hear what that sounds like right now here.
It's time for Mother Nature to show off her wildest colors in Ohio's forests. Watch as she paints our woodlands red, gold, yellow, and orange. Hi, I'm Josiah Wade, and this is the Ohio Outdoor Notebook. Ever wonder what causes this annual colorful transformation? Fall's shorter days and cooler temperatures kick off chemical reactions within tree leaves. The production of the color green slows down. As green fades, the brighter colors that have always been there can now shine through. Tree leaves with a high sugar content, such as maples, oaks, and sweet gums, undergo an additional chemical change, adding red and purple to the palette.
Find the best places to enjoy nature's artwork by calling 1-800-BUCKEYE or visiting the Department of Natural Resources on the Internet. This is a public service of the Ohio Department of Natural Resources and this station.
Yeah, sounds pretty weird, doesn't it? Well, that's basically what I'm going to be doing to the Vivaldi piece and the Wendy Carlos piece. They're much longer, but that's the audio phenomena. And actually, I did this last fall with those two pieces, and we're going to be going even further. This year, I'm going to be adding some cavernous reverb to the Vivaldi and Wendy Carlos pieces. And for various technical, physical reasons that I won't go into right now, when you add reverb and you've got the pitch shifting, it gets even wilder and crazy. Like in a Wendy Carlos piece, the ocean waves sound like they're more lapping up against the walls of the Grand Canyon. And the crackling fire embers become a kind of explosive percussion, and the seagulls slow down, sound like they're some kind of screaming dinosaur birds from millions of years ago. Yeah, so this being a Tears of the Gods, we got some special features for you. Oh, I didn't even tell you yet officially what our theme name is. It's called Autumn, falling down in pitch and then rising even higher. And we've got some special features for you because this is a Tears of the Gods. We've got, well, Deep Purple's original and primary guitarist, Ritchie Blackmore, has led two bands after he quit Deep Purple. Ritchie Blackmore's Rainbow and a medieval Renaissance-influenced band that's much more acoustic in nature than the classic heavy metal of Deep Purple. That was Blackmore's Night with his beautiful and talented singer wife, Candice Knight. Yeah, we started off the show with Blackmore's Night and a song called Highland. And then it was Deep Purple, the Black Knight, from a classic Deep Purple Mark lineup there. And backing me up right now is a bunch of different musicians with something called Autumn Symphony. From this Nature Selects Enhanced Remixed. So the format of tonight's show is, we've got three half-hour-ish long main sets for you. One of them's going to be the Wendy Carlos Fall piece, but the first main set here is coming up. I've got shout-outs, yes, shout-outs to Diane and Chuck just a few thousand feet away from me in Medford. And further out in Medford, we've got Arthur. John Fisk is listening in Beverly, plus Philip and maybe Ryan in Smithtown, New York, thanks to the wonders of the internet. And in this next set, I'm sending out a pet shop Boys song to another big Pet Shop Boys fan, Savoir Faire, The Samurai in Autumn. And we're going to be hearing from Deep Purple and the Moody Blues in this next set, as well as the Vivaldi Fall Pitch Shifted Cavernous Reverb Remix, all for you here only on WMFO in Medford. Yeah, but first this is Blackmore's Night with the Dance of the Darkness. We'll be right back.
Now speaks the rat that will be my ears.
Too many ears tie a rat's tongue.
Thank you. Look, can't you leave me alone? I got a terrible hangover. I never had one as bad as this before.
Thank you.
Things have fallen off me. It's embarrassing.
The summer sun is fading as the year grows old. And darker days are drawing near. be much colder. Now you're not here. I watch the birds fly south across the autumn sky, and one by one they disappear. I wish that I was flying with them. Now you're not here. Like the sun through the trees, you came to love me. Like a leaf on a breeze, you blew. Autumn's golden gown, we used to kick our way. You always love this time of year. Those fallen leaves lie undisturbed now, 'cause you're not here. 'Cause you're not here. 'Cause you're not here. Gentle rain falls softly on my weary eyes, as if to hide a lonely tear. My life will be forever autumn, 'cause you're not here. 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 'Cause you're not here.
Attitude adjustment, young man. You better get your priorities straight. And watch out with that other crowd you're running with. Don't think I haven't noticed.
Thank you.
You're tuned in to the Tears of the Gods sound collage. Only here on WMFO. In Medford. Tufts freeform, non-commercial community, and sometimes experimental radio. In case you didn't already know it, I'm your host, Edward Buechert, and our theme this evening is called Autumn. Falling down in pitch and then rising even higher. And we are featuring bands with Ritchie Blackmore in them. Ritchie Blackmore, the Stratocaster wielding original guitar player of Deep Purple. And then he went on to lead his band Ritchie Blackmore's Rainbow with Ronnie James Dio on vocals. And then with his wife Candice Knight, he formed a band called Blackmore's Knight, and they do more medieval and Renaissance inspired music, much more acoustic in nature than the classic heavy metal of Deep Purple. But you know, some people think that he's just gone off the deep crazy end, but it all makes sense to me, I think, as a musician and wanting to do things differently. And you know, look at Yngwie Malmsteen and how profoundly he was influenced by classical music. And you know, you want to try new things, and that's what creating new culture is about. Examining past culture and warping it and mashing them up together. So we began that set with Blackmore's Night and the Dance of Darkness. And then it was Deep Purple with a nearly 8-minute epic called Flight of the Rat. And then, yeah, we had a little Edward G. Robinson, Yul Brynner there from the movie The Ten Commandments, talking about rat's ears. And then we had My Plastic Sushi pitch bent cavernous reverb treatment of Vivaldi's Fall, where he took a little over half the song to bend the pitch down a full octave and then bend it up 9 semitones in the rest of the song. Kind of crazy with all that, but I got something even crazier coming up in the next set. And then we heard the Pet Shop Boys, and that was going out to Savoir Faire, another Pet Shop Boys aficionado. That song was The Samurai in Autumn. A little Robin Williams bit there. And then the Moody Blues with Forever Autumn from their Time Traveler album. And we finished things off with Deep Purple and Fireball. Meanwhile, we're listening now to some relaxing ocean surf sounds I found on this Nature Selects, Nature Enhanced Music and Sound Sampler. So, our next half-hour-ish long set here is going to be My Plastic Sushi Pitch Bent Cavernous Remix of Wendy Carlos's epic ambient masterpiece Fall. And what you're going to hear in this mix is a little crazier than the Vivaldi. In the intro part, the ocean waves, which are, you know, using your imagination when you hear the original, it's somewhere out, maybe in New England, a beach. But here, they're going to be sounding more like they're lapping against the walls of the Grand Canyon. And then a little bit later, as we get 7 minutes into it, there's the crackling fire embers. And at that point, we've gone down pretty significantly lower in pitch, and they become a kind of explosive percussion. This morning, I was walking through the Mystic River reservations, these forest trails that I've become quite enamored with. I was listening to the Vivaldi and this. And when it came to the more at the end where the seagulls are in the original. They sound here more like they're some sort of screaming dinosaur birds. Yeah, that's what it sounded like to me. We'll see what it sounds like to you. Yeah, let's get this going here. Wendy Carlos is Fall. No, that's not it. Yes, here we are. Yeah, here we are.